Singing in Spring. In the morning, we look out of the window to see the rain has finally passed, and soft sunlight fills the air. We breakfast with hot porridge, and Jeff and I plan what to do with our few remaining hours on the island before we take the ferry back to Malaik. We decide to go for a walk. I will experiment with singing in different spaces, whilst he will experiment with recording the interaction of sounds in those spaces. As we still haven't made it to St. Edward's Church, and are keen to hear the acoustic, we decide to go there first of all. We walk along the path to Sanday, around the bay, past the school and the cottages. The tide is going out, beginning to reveal a bed of seaweed sparkling in the light. Close by, we hear the sound of lapwings with their oscillating call upon call, and then in the distance, echoing in the woods, the cuckoo sings, heralding spring.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
I'm reminded of a folk song, the first song that I had ever heard from a culture close to home that mimics the sounds of a bird. I sing to myself.
The cuckoo is a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and tells us no lies. She sucks the pretty bird's eggs to keep her voice clear. When she sings cuckoo, the summer draws near.
St. Edward's Church stands tall and alone on raised ground, casting a shadow around its foundations. This Gothic monument, built from stone carved from the basalt crag on Tarbert Road, commands attention whether you would like it to or not. Now locked and unused by humans, we see on our approach that it's now home to different creatures. Swallows fly to and fro from a nest in the porch. Meanwhile, starlings have taken up residence in the tower. I sing some songs that are familiar to me, and out of a wish to understand the space better, I begin to improvise, and Jeff records. Nearby to St. Edward is an abandoned croft building, the same one that Susie and I sheltered in when a shower swept over the island on our first day here. Jeff sets up his equipment inside, whilst I slowly walk around the edge singing. The voice drifts through the glassless windows and doorways and gets lost in the waves on the sea.
Oh.
Back at Magda's, we eat lunch and sit in the garden with hot drinks. I contemplate the subtle and dramatic changes I have experienced on Canna. An extract from this poem by Kathleen Rain resonates with my experience of being here. It was written in Canna House in spring 1969. This moment's image. How long does a moment stay? I look and look away and look again and see the morning light has changed a little, the linnet flown. But who can say when one moment's present became the next moment's past, to which this now was still the yet to be? It seems in this old walled garden time does not pass. Only mind wanders and returns. I watch attentively and see not one green blade move out of its place. The Easter daffodils, the shadows and the apple trees, phrases and music continuous from first to last. To be is to be always here and now. The green linnet flits from bough to bough. Magda arrives back home and she takes us with our bags to the ferry. On the boat, we watch Canna slowly drift away and disappear out of sight. But I know I will return and look again.